This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 26, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and it looks like it is a beautiful fall day in North Carolina today. It's amazing what we're seeing happening in California. I was watching the footage, and the wildfires are there. And, I mean, it is just incredible. I've never in my life seen wildfires that look like that. I believe that's one story NBC Nightly News can actually cover. But beautiful time here in North Carolina. We got a lot of news and information to cover today. Wow, I think I've actually got jaw dropper news coming up right off of the bat. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the clown show in Washington D.C. It has moved to a criminal investigation. I will say this: if justice is not sought after and acquired with the criminality that's went on in Washington D.C., then I mean I lost faith in the system a long time ago. But I believe everybody, the normies, the good thing about Trump is he has brought such division into Washington D.C. that these people can't help themselves. They can't help themselves from making it really obvious to all of America just how corrupt Washington, D.C. is, how deep the deep state is, how large the swamp is. I'll have to see it to believe it. But I would love to see Comey, Clapper, Clinton's, Obama, stroke the whole rest of the bunch up on criminal charges. But I know Rush Limbaugh, he says there's no way that the Republicans would convict Trump in the Senate and actually impeach him. He says that would be the end of the Republican Party, that they would never do it. And maybe he's right. I guess time will tell. I mean, it's so insane, the claims that they're making against Trump and what the media is doing. But, the Republicans are the party of impotence. They are the art of the cave. They are masters of the useless lip service. They are the party that sends your children to fight and die while they legislate our country into destruction. The Republican Party is Mitt Romney. The Republican Party was John McCain. All they do is lose when it really matters the most. They wrote the book on how to get rich being a sellout wimp. They are experts, white flag erectors. They gave us 9/11, the first Iraq war, the second Iraq war, Libya, Syria. The economic collapse happened under George W. Bush. And so far, they've paid a bunch of useless lip service to building a wall or anything else that Trump's wanted to do that he ran for. So we shall see how this all unfolds. But the good news, at least from my perspective, is this corruption is so widespread. The media bias is so obvious to everyone that the public that's paying any attention at all has been jerked up by the scruff of the neck and been forced to have a first real good look at the immense corruption and the swamp that is the sellout traitors in Washington, D.C. So, we shall see. Now, I know everyone should be aware of this story, because this story should have been leading off the evening news if you had real media. Government watchdog Judicial Watch published more than 100 pages of formerly classified documents from the U.S. Department of Defense and State Department this past week. The documents, obtained through a federal lawsuit, revealed that agencies' earlier views on ISIS, namely that they were a desirable presence in eastern Syria in 2012 and that they should be supported in order to isolate the Syrian regime. What RBN has been saying for years, what I've been saying on this broadcast for years, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, that, you know, we supported ISIS. That's why they were driving around in Joe's plumbing truck from Texas. It's all out in the open now. It's all out in the open. The U.S. intelligence documents not only confirm suspicions that the United States and some of its coalition allies had actually facilitated the rise of ISIS in Syria as a counterweight to the Syrian government of President Bashar Assad, but also that ISIS members were initially trained by members and contractors of, you guessed it, the CIA agency at facilities in Jordan in 2012. Now, Judicial Watch obtained all this information. And still, you've got Lindsey Graham this past week out here saying, we're going to see the rise of ISIS if we leave Syria, when in reality, we created ISIS. We funded ISIS. We were ISIS. And just think about that. Sit back and tilt your head back and think that young boys and girls, young men and women, I should say, join the military, probably for a lot of the right reasons, thinking they're doing a good thing, and then go to fight an enemy that was created by Barack Obama and funded by Barack Obama. And it's all out in the open, but yet, still today, this past week, you heard the chorus of the litany of liars from the news media to the Republicrats, to the Democons, all talking about the horror that it is to stop any war in the Middle East, because we've got to stay there and fight ISIS, the enemy we created. And this paper right here says now Judicial Watch has the proof. Lindsey Graham. Did I say something different? Maybe I misquoted that. Lindsey Graham. The Examiner did report on this. One of the Defense Intelligence Agency documents declared that President Barack Obama and his counterparts with the coalition considered the establishment of a Salafist organization in eastern Syria in order to further the downfall of the Assad regime. And this is exactly what the supporting powers to the Syrian opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime. It was all being done to take down Assad. The contents of the document have been promulgated by the Obama administration to the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, Central Intelligence Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Homeland Security, and its directorates, as well as the State Department and many other regulated agencies. What that means is they were all in on it. They all knew what was going on. Military intelligence officials also warned that further damage caused by the Syrian civil war might have an adverse effect on the fragile government in neighboring Iraq. So the now declassified document appears to confirm that the U.S., the European Union, and other nations viewed Muslim extremists and ISIS as a strategic asset toward regime change in Syria. As a result, parts of Iraq have been in chaos since ISIS began to cross the Syrian border in 2014. This is what we do. This is what we create. They all knew this. The media had to know it, too. If they didn't know it, it was their own fault, because I knew it, and I knew it just from looking at it and reading the information, especially information from other news agencies outside the poor, pitiful news coverage that we get here in America from the mainstream media. So it's all been true. It's all been true all along. I remember years ago when I was on a local radio station and I said we created ISIS, and everyone had a complete meltdown in complete disbelief. But here it is. Judicial Watch did the work. Mainstream media is not covering an iota of it. It's all out in the open. And just think about that, Mr. Taxpayer. Think about that when you have to dole off, whether you pay it by April 15th or it comes directly out of your check. Our government is so corrupt. I'm talking about the Obama administration, the 8 years of Obama. But we're talking about ISIS with Obama, but, you know, George W. Bush does not get any kind of pass for the weapons of mass destruction lie he led us into, this whole wars for Israel chaos, trillions of dollars wasted in the Middle East. But just think about this. The government of the United States, in cahoots with our biased media, perpetrating this lie for years and years, that ISIS, that didn't have a navy and didn't have an air force, and the largest country in the world, or the largest military in the world, that spends more than the next nine countries combined, could not eradicate this group for years and years. It made it obvious to anyone paying any attention that this was completely intentional. And it was. Fox News knew. Everybody knew. Everybody knew. The CIA knew. The FBI knew. So the FBI, that's supposed to what? In theory, is supposed to fight crime, knew that the Obama administration had funded and created ISIS. And now you've still got these sellout traitors in Washington, D.C., singing from the same song sheet once again, fear-mongering the American people to continue in these useless wars to fight an enemy we created in an area that we want to destruct, Syria, and topple Assad. All because that's what we do. We send our murder circus around the world at the taxpayers' expense to create these wars, to create these murderers, and then lie to the American people the whole time about what is actually going on. And then if someone comes along or someone on RBN is telling them the truth, it sounds so radical, so fanatical, that people can't believe that it's even possible that the government of the United States is this corrupt. That's the truth of the matter. And let me see what my source was on that. Newspunch.com. Actually, this was sent to me by a friend of mine here locally, and I could not believe that this person was keeping up with this information. So, Rush Limbaugh is not going to cover that story. That's a good point. Rush Limbaugh is not going to cover that story. In fact, you're not going to hear that story covered in anywhere, probably, unless you hear it on RBN or a network like that, you know? All right, we got to shift gears here now. I got two stories coming up. If you're standing, you may want to sit. If you're sitting, you may want to lay down. You remember when gay marriage became the law of the land? I remember people in the media and even people I knew saying stuff like, well, you know, the time is now. They fought for this for so long. We've got to, they deserve to have this right, blah, 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 blah. They thought it was going to be the end of something. I thought that was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard. It never ends with the left, with these cultural Marxists. They just keep pushing the envelope. I mean, pornography is a perfect example of that, how it's progressed. But anyway, I said, no, it's opening the door. It'll only get worse. And, of course, right on time, they paraded out Bruce Jenner, of all people, transitioning to Caitlyn, and you know the rest, transgender drag queens, you know the rest. Listen to this. This was on Zero Hedge this past week. UK police investigate transgender being turned down for porn role as a hate crime. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. UK police are investigating the potential hate crime of a transgender woman being turned down for a role in pornography because she still has a penis. Yeah, I'm just reading this to you now. I'm just reading this to you. Think about this now. Just think of the ramifications. And the next one, the next story, when I get done with this one, it's going to take you the rest of the way. Let's see here. I can't read how old. Something year old Rhea Cooper looks like she's in the early 20s, who became the UK's youngest transgender person 10 years ago. I guess that's something to be admired, to have that recognition. I don't know. Received messages on WhatsApp from an anonymous photographer who wanted to have sex on camera and sell the tape. However, when the photographer found out that Cooper still had male reproductive organs, he said he couldn't work with her because she has male reproductive organs. This prompted Cooper to alert the Humberside police to this transphobic behavior And now authorities are investigating this as a potential hate crime. A potential hate crime. So think about that now. If you're, and this could have all kinds of ramifications other than pornography, you know. But if you refuse, of course it's discrimination. So, I mean, just think of all of the different, the Pandora's box that has been opened with regards to this transgenderism. Now, hold on, because we're gonna go the rest of the way. I mean, this, the break may break me up in the middle of this, but that'll be all right. RT.com ran a story this past week. Transgender sex pest loses big. Aestheticians, I hope I'm saying it correctly, not forced to wax her balls. That's the headline. Boy, when you see a headline like that, it really, you know, you got to read the story. Now, I'm seeing a picture of this person. It's a fat male with hair like a female, wearing a crown. This he/she goes around wearing a crown, like a queen or something. Jessica Yaniv lost a court case against multiple women who refused to wax her male balls, a win for human rights in Canada, as aestheticians will not be punished for refusing service because they don't consent to handling balls. So, in case, you know, this is one of those places where women go and they get the bikini wax and whatnot. You know, they, I guess no one's mind had delved into the sickness far enough to think about the fact that transgender men would use this as an opportunity to try to get themselves fondled and played with while being waxed. And then if they refuse to do it, well, by golly, that's just clear case of discrimination and, well, transphobic hate. Let's just say it right. In 2018, the 32-year-old trans individual filed 16 human rights complaints against businesses promoting on Facebook Marketplace the aestheticians all operated salons which offered waxing procedures, and in different situations, Yaniv sought to remove hair on her arms, legs, and scrotum. Due to inexperience or religion, the women denied her request, which she declared was discrimination and hate on the basis of gender identity. Think about the clown world in which we now live. I, for one, did not ever think I would grow up and see the day that a man is going around dressed as a female, wearing a crown, and starting lawsuits because women won't wax their balls. Now, he did, or she did, whichever, whatever you want to say, did lose in Canada, but that's just for now. We're just getting started, people. We're a long way from the bottom of the rabbit hole on this one. Today, news broke that the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal determined it's not a violation for a service provider to not wax a type of genitals they are not trained for or haven't consented to wax. A pleasant turn of events for vulnerable women who should never be forced to have to wax male balls. For the past year, this story has been what can only be summed up as a circus. Yaniv not only has a history of racist rhetoric, a factoid that makes her targeting of largely immigrant-owned businesses stand out, but there is overwhelming evidence that she is a pervert. Leaked social media messages show a person who wanted advice on how to approach young girls to help with... Oh, I'm just not even going to read that part. I thought I had read this entire story. I'm here to tell you, we are in a clown world beyond belief. I do not for a second believe Jessica Yaniv is trans. She's most certainly not a woman. So from here out, I'm only going to call her what she is, and that is a man. The story goes on. Okay, we've got music. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Studio, and I'm going to move past those two stories, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, this insanity that we're seeing being pushed all through mainly Europe and America and Canada with this transgenderism, they never stop pushing. I've said all the time I've done this broadcast that once it moves past transgenderism, it's going to be pedophilia and then bestiality, and it just couldn't be more clear-cut than those two stories right there. You're going to have the courts clogged up with all of these ridiculous discrimination and hate charges. And blows my... Because all of this just destroys the fabric of society. All of this is directed to destroying the nuclear family. And it'll probably be next hour, but Georgia Peach was on Tuesday with David Duke, and I'm going to play a short clip from that. That was 10/22 Tuesday of this past week, and it was really good. Listen to this. I want to let everyone know about this in case you want to take part. Are you looking for something fun to do? Are you bored? Well, this may be for you. 4chan trolls are planning to repeat a stunt where they post "It's okay to be white" posters around cities and college campuses in order to force the media into generating a fresh moral panic about racism. The "It's Okay to Be White" meme was a troll started by 4chan in 2017 as a way to trigger the leftists into revealing their own anti-white bigotry, and boy, does it work. Since then, it has appeared on signs which have been posted in major Western cities on numerous occasions. Now, the users of the controversial forum are planning to repeat the stunt on October 31st. The IOTB W posters are going up again October 31st. Media freakout should be even crazier because of white nationalist terrorism. States one post on 4chan. Get ready, print your posters, get your costumes, spread the word. Let's do it right. So, if you go to the Daily Stormer and look this story up, they've got all kinds of things to help you do this. And I'm just going to share a few of them with you. You can go get your trick-or-treat bag like you're going trick-or-treating. Put your stapler and your brochures in said bag. And on Halloween, you know, you can wear a costume. So, you know, you're not... So you can blend in, I guess, or not be identified, and put the posters up all around wherever you so choose. And then sit back and enjoy the festivities on Friday, November 1st, when all of the local media, all of the national media, will all be focused on, I guess, getting the FBI to investigate a massive bunch of hate crimes. I don't know. But it should be fun, so I wanted to share that with you, because when you're living in a world where you can't even put up a sign that says it's okay to be white, well, let me tell you something. You got a lot of problems in the country in which you live when you can't even say or do that. When you're living in a country where if you do the okay sign, you can't go back and to the baseball stadium for life. How about that? Is that not ridiculous? I tell you, when I first saw that, and I guess it was Andrew Angle, when I first saw the symbol and how they drew it, now I thought, wow, you know, that maybe even be crazy enough to catch on. I don't know. But sure enough, it did. And now the ADL and SPLC have regulated this to an actual, you know, that's a hate symbol. And if you use it, you're supposed to be outed as some sort of big racist hater. So, anyway, again, Halloween Day, October 31st, is a put up the It's Okay to Be White posters, and sit back and watch the fun, because it is easy to trigger them. They can't help themselves. They want to out some racists so bad. You know, even Rush Limbaugh, and I should have tried to find the clip, but even Rush Limbaugh said this past week that if someone black's running for office and you don't like their economic approach, so you choose not to vote for them and you're white, well, you're a racist. You're now a racist. If you have any political affiliation toward morality, you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi. You know, so it really has gone this far, but that's a good thing. It's going to have to. It's going to have to go this far. It's going to have to, and it's going to go much further. Don't you worry. Manhattan Judge Mark Dyer sentenced two members of the Proud Boys to 4 years in prison for fighting back aggressively against Antifa this week. The men, Maxwell Hare, 27, and John Kinsman, 40, were convicted of attempted gang assault, attempted assault, and riot stemming from the event that featured Gavin McGinnis, the founder of the Proud Boys. The members of Antifa involved in the fight backed out, and the state became the accuser. Antifa didn't even show up to press any charges. McKenna said the media and the political establishment of New York used the brawl between the two groups to paint Trump supporters as violent hate gangs. The judge equated the fight to the rise of the Nazis. Wow. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, this next story, I know people probably have heard of this one because even mainstream media has had to address this, and I know it's been updated since Monday, and I'll get to that. But a jury in Dallas, Texas, decided Monday, a jury now, against a father seeking to block his wife's plan to start their 7-year-old son on puberty blockers and ultimately cross-sex hormones in order to facilitate gender transition. I'd like to say up front here, I think it should be illegal for parents to do anything about their child's gender. That should have to wait till the child is 18 as far as I'm concerned, as far as using medicines to castrate and all this kind of stuff. But at 7, a parent doing that to a child, that should be child abuse. But here we go. The jury decided James' mother, Dr. Ann Gorgulis, a pediatrician, has full authority to continue to transition James, who is being renamed Luna, reported LifeSite News. According to the report, a consensus of 11 of the 12 jurors, so they didn't even have to be unanimous, decided the current joint managing conservatorship over the twin sons of Gorgulis and the boy's father, Jeffrey Younger, should be replaced by sole managing conservatorship by Gorgulis, the mother. Take the father out. Judge Kim Brooks is expected to read her ruling on possession, child support, and other issues on Wednesday. The battle between the Younger and Dragulis intensified last year when James' mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Yeah, you go to get sued for that these days. James' mother sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Dragulis also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who will affirm his transgender identity and his need for transgender hormone treatments, which may begin at age 8. Dragulis had diagnosed James with gender dysphoria, a psychological disorder that is characterized by a child's persistent, consistent, and insistent assertion of their cross-gender statement and behaviors. Yeah, we had none of this till they brought all this to the forefront. And then they glorify it like that one poor child, they're always Diamond the Amazing or something like that, that always shows up in these stories. And then other kids see that this one child is getting all this attention. I think this is how this whole thing comes about. But when the boy is with his father, he reportedly acts and behaves as a as a boy. So this is probably all being manipulated by his insane mother, I would say. So the court prohibited Younger from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biological-based scientific teachings on sexuality. Did you hear that? The court prohibited the father. This is where, what? Well, I guess this is just a sign of the times. Now, the story that was on, this was coming out all on Tuesday. Now, later in the week, the governor had stepped in and said he was going to look into this story. And then the update on it is, as of now, Texas, this is coming in from needtoknow.news, a judge granted joint conservatorship to both parents of a 7-year-old boy that the mother, Dr. Ann Georgulis, I guess, a pediatrician, is trying to transition into a girl. The judge said that the father, Jeffrey Younger, will have his say regarding the gender change. This follows a jury granting Dr. Georgulis authority to start him on puberty blockers, which can cause chemical castration. Court documents show that Younger's son only dresses as a girl when he's with his mother. Younger contends that the boy is being emotionally manipulated into becoming a female. So, It is just amazing. Look how quick the courts are to side with this insanity. I mean, isn't it amazing that all of this starts happening simultaneously across the country, where it's just like someone flipped a switch, someone throwed the lever, that we're all to go down this clown world of insanity. And, you know, I've said it before on this broadcast, I'm going to say it again. If you just think about the stories I did so far today, maybe excluding the first one, can you imagine what people like Putin, leader in North Korea, China, Japan, all these other countries that don't really put up with this type of ridiculous absurdity, I bet they laugh and laugh at what the American people put up with here, with this boys beating all the girls in high school sports, and the fact that our biggest focus is spending millions to redo the bathrooms in the public schools, that that men dressed as women is suing to have their balls waxed. That actually goes to court. The UK police is investigating whether it should be a hate crime to not hire a person that's dressed as a female but has a penis. I mean, total mayhem, chaos, perversions, degradation, immorality. You know, I had someone bring up to me yesterday, I think they maybe are scarred for life, that they were listening the day I was doing the L.A. Library. You remember that? Remember that filth-a-thon I put everyone through because I wanted you to see where they want us to go? They're already there in L.A. They're already there. They don't have it quite that way here yet, and I just don't believe they can get it here because there's too many cornbread-fed, Bible-toting, gun-toting people in my neck of the woods. But we'll see. But, you know, you remember what was happening at the L.A. Library where they were just spanking and doing drugs and all. I mean, this is what the news media and the Republican and Democrat Party try to claim is some sort of moves into the right direction, because we've got to be so tolerant. We've got to be so inclusive. We need all this diversity. Las Vegas voted this past week to become a sanctuary city. I hope that works out well for them. You're going to get some, if you don't already have enough in Las Vegas, which I can't imagine, you're going to get some more enrichment. Okay? This whole system in which we're living, from the top down, from the bottom up, this whole system is created for the minority to destroy the majority. The whole direction of this entire system is to move us away from any semblance of sanity and morality. That's what it is. That's how the recipe is. And if you've listened to the stories I've done so far today, there's no way you can prove that it isn't, because that's all this recipe can build. You need some more proof. Here it comes. Massachusetts Representative Democrat Daniel J. Hunt is driving a bill that would essentially make it illegal to call someone a B-I-T-C-H. Yeah, this is what legislators, there's no other problem, so we're going to eradicate what? Free speech? As part of his act regarding the use of offensive words, this whole play that nobody can be offended and everything's hate speech and you can't say or do anything because you're supposed to sit down and shut up and be a good little slave and live in your all-day gay pride parade. A person who uses the word bitch directed at another person to accost, annoy, degrade, or demean that person shall be considered to be a disorderly person in violation of this section, and shall be subjected to the penalties provided in subsection A and B. A violation of the subsection may be reported by the person to whom the offensive language was directed at, or by any witness of such incident. Yeah, criminalizing speech of this nature. I mean, you know, we're all adults here, right? We all grew up, went to school somewhere. I mean, people say words like this. The police are going to knock on your door. Hey, we're looking for so-and-so. We've got to report you used the B word. What? Yeah. Yeah, you was coming out of the grocery store and some do-gooder said they heard you you dropped your groceries and you said the B-word. Turn around, cuff them. Total insanity. The penalties include a $150 fine for the first violation and $200 plus possible jail time for any offense that follows, according to the Boston Herald. Breitbart News ran this story this week. This is where I got it at. Can you believe it? I mean, just think about that. Think about if this is successful, okay? There is no freedom of speech. There is no First Amendment anymore. You can't tell me that there is. You don't have a freedom of assembly. You think you do? Explain Charlottesville to me then. You don't have freedom of speech. You can't just, they're trying to legislate and criminalize, and you know where it's going. You know where they want to take it. They want to take it to where any speech that they don't like is hate speech. But the truth is hate to those who hate the truth, right? But we're on a slippery slope, and these sellout traitors, I have no idea who this Democrat Daniel J. Hunt is, but with all the problems in the world, this is what elected officials that represent their, well, they don't represent their constituents, obviously, no one does, but you know, I heard Donald Trump, he was interviewed by Sean Hannity this past week, and he said, you can look this up, I had the clip. He said, there's some people in the Republican Party that's telling me it'll be better if I was impeached, because they thought it would help them to win their elections back in their districts, because the people would be so mad they would vote for the Republican. So the Republicans, the super cucked out Republican Party, is such a bunch of cucks that they actually tell the president it'll be better if you get impeached so I can get reelected, you know, because I've not done anything for my constituents. I've not done my job, right? I didn't vote to build a wall, and I voted to condemn you for leaving Syria because, you know, I'm such a cuck. But maybe it'll be better to help me get reelected because I've not done a damn thing for the people that voted me in except, you know, sell out. And I was on the white flag erection team, you know, every chance possible. That's all I've done. I thought, when I heard the president say, I thought, you know what? If I was the president and that bunch come and told me something like that, I'd probably just start punching them in the mouth. My God, what a bunch of super cucks. I'm telling you, I live in a bastion of Republicanitis. I mean, I really do. And the people around here is eat up with it. They can't take the blinders off and see how completely impotent the Republican Party. What a bunch of super wimps. I mean, I wish that there was any other way, you know, that you could vote that and it mattered than to have to support. Tom Tillis, you want to talk about, is there 20 sellouts in the Senate? Tom Tillis from North Carolina is in the Senate. You know, Mitt Romney is in the Senate, masquerading around as Republicans. So, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked, but I just wanted to tell you that the Boston Herald ran the story, and these Beacon Hill Democrats, they are saying that this guy is fearlessly taking on one of the biggest problems facing the Commonwealth. Speech that offends people, saying the B word. If they have their way, there's going to be a whole list of words. You know, we say there's going to be a whole list. There's going to be so much you can't talk about. You have the right to do as you're told. You know, you surf. All right, you might want to get a pen and paper handy. I'll give this out twice. I'll give it out again next hour. But I just wanted to say Ursula Haferback is spending her 91st birthday in jail. I'm going to give her address out. And there was I don't see my source here. Oh, dailyarchives.org was my source on this. Letter from German political prisoner Ursula Haferback, who just celebrated her 91st birthday in jail. There's a picture here of her when I'm gonna say she was like, I don't know, 16, 18 years old. And I'm here to tell you, Ursula Haferback was a good-looking woman in her youth. A good-looking woman. Let's remember, she was an eyewitness. She was alive during World War II. She actually saw what went on. She lived there. Let's remember, she's also a historian, a celebrated historian for that matter, but she can't tell her version of history. She can't even talk about it. You know, in Germany, if you're put on trial for these charges, you only have two defenses. If you're charged with denying the Holocaust, you only have two defenses available to you: plead guilty or plead insane. That's I'm not making that up. That's all there is. There's no putting on evidence or any of that, because then you're repeatedly offending the same charge. You're committing the same offense again by trying to defend yourself with any of the historical facts that you might want to put forward. As you well know, you know, when Sylvia Stoltz was defending Ernst Zundel, the lawyer was charged for denying the Holocaust because she put forth evidence that was supposed to help defend Ernst Zundel. I mean, that's how insane it really is. So, Canadian Free Speech, I guess that's almost an oxymoron, isn't it? But ran the story. Dear friends, today I've received a letter from the brave campaigner from Truth in History, Ursula Haferback. Ursula expresses her astonishment and thanks for the amazing number of letters and cards of support that she received from Britain and from France. I guess we didn't send none. And indeed, from the whole world. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. In her letter to me, Ursula singles out her specific thanks to Michael R. and to Peter R. She says that prison, and in this nightmare modern world, many of the prisoners will be third world criminals, the third world personal habits. All the more reason to send a friendly and cheerful letter. You can send a letter at FRA, F-R-A-U, Ursula Haferbach, J-V-A, Billfield, B-I-E-L-E, F-E-L-D. And again, I'll do this next hour because I know I kind of sprung this on you. // Brackweed, B-R-A-C-K-W-E-D-E. Wow. I'll give this out next hour because I'm going to have to spell the rest of this and we're coming up on a break. But I'll give it out when I come back and next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in a moment.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back in the studio running down the insane news of the week. Let me give you that address again. Fra Ursula Haferbach, JVA Billfield, which is B-I-E-L-E-F-E-L-D, dash Brackweed, B-R-A-C-K-W-E-D-E. I'm just going to spell this next word. U-M-L-O-S-T-R-A-S-S-E. Then D-3649, Germany. The story goes on to say, note on a related matter, the Jewish community in Billfield has raised its objections to a parade through the town, which friends and supporters of Ursula have planned for next month to commemorate her 91st birthday. So, anyway, turning 91 in prison is just unbelievable. I don't know if anyone caught this one. I'm not going to spend much time on it, but it's interesting. Two university students of Connecticut were arrested Monday after a video allegedly showed them using a racial slur. Now, I don't promote using racial slurs and that kind of thing. I just don't. But, you know, either you have freedom of speech or you don't. The school confirmed to Campus Reform that the men were charged under a Connecticut statute that makes it a crime to ridicule certain people. University of Connecticut police arrested Monday two men who were allegedly seen in a viral video reciting a racial slur. Now, this was caught on a security camera of a parking lot, and I'm just telling you what happened. There was no one. There was three white guys walking across the parking lot, and two of them said the N-word to each other or just out loud. There was no one else there. A security camera is what caught the footage. Someone seen this and I guess posted it on social media. The incident occurred on October 11th in the parking lot of an off-campus apartment complex. In the video, three men were walking through the parking lot. An individual took the video from the window of an apartment building, according to local media reports. Now, there's one report that this was caught on a security camera. There's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. The video prompted the UConn NAACP chapter to pen a letter to the editors of the campus newspaper calling on officials to fully investigate the incident and apply the proper justice. Following those calls, the university confirmed to Campus Reform that the two of the three men allegedly seen in the video were arrested under a Connecticut state statute that makes it a crime to ridicule. The two students were charged under CGS 53-37. But the police investigation determined that the individual had not participated in the behavior, so they didn't charge the third person for being there and hearing it, or I guess not stopping it, I don't know. But I'm sure they'll ultimately be thrown out of college, and I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, man, that is just nuts. I mean, they didn't even direct that to anyone. They just said it out loud while walking across the parking lot, basically. And they're arrested by the police and charged with a crime. And I'm sure that ultimately they'll be thrown out of college over this. All right, we're out of time for the first hour. Next hour, I've got a couple of clips I want to play, a couple of stories I want to do. We'll take phone calls later in the first hour, probably after the first break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.